The Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget, if you want the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of 2000 CD, you can call 877-616-7445. Price $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. And you can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, or personal check. And they'll get it out to you as soon as they possibly can. I think it's a pretty quick turnaround. George W. Bush, who's running for president, the governor of Texas, says he regrets his arrest and guilty plea to driving under the influence of alcohol 24 years ago, but insisted the revelation just days before Tuesday's presidential election will do little to change voters' minds about him. I have been straightforward with the people, saying that I used to drink too much in the past, the Republican presidential candidate told reporters Thursday night. I've been very candid about my past. I've made some mistakes. People know that. They've thought about that. They're making up their minds now. That's what Governor Bush said about his arrest on September 4th, 1976, in the state of Maine for DUI. Larry Grover with Conservatives of Kern County is on the line with us. And the question that I have is, how is this going to affect the Bush campaign? We're getting down to the 11th hour. How is Governor Bush going to fare in the midst of this storm? Is this a tempest in a teapot? What do you think about this, Larry, and what is the strategy?
Well, I'll tell you, Phil, right off the bat, I can tell you this. Governor Bush is going to come out just fine. Let me tell you about this drinking and driving situation, which I think has been fomented way overboard by individuals who support organizations such as Mothers Against Drunk Driving and Students Against Drunk Driving. This anti-drinking and driving situation has turned into a fascistic movement in this country, which targets a good man, a good father, and a damn good governor like George Bush. He made a decision 24 years ago to do what every man in America does pretty much every night. He had a drink. But in this Clinton-Gore nightmare where the government sticks its nose into every nook and cranny of your life, no, the Gore campaign brings to light this arrest because I believe, Phil, that it was Al Gore who engineered his arrest in the first place in 1976.
Okay, hold on. Because I knew you were going to tell me this, all right?
You're not going to let me get it out, are you?
No, I want to stop here. I knew you were going to say this. You're saying that Al Gore engineered not the revelation.
No, I think the revelation, too, but I think that not the Gore campaign, but Al Gore and his father, Al Gore Sr., in my opinion, knowing that these two individuals, the governor of Texas and Senator Gore, would someday come eyeball to eyeball, I think they had this arrest engineered. They knew that Bush liked to have a taste, and they knew that this guy was on a fast track to the White House. So I think that the Gore people somehow engineered this, yes.
Why? Why would they do this? Where were they? How could they influence the Maine State Police?
I don't think it's a matter of influencing the Maine State Police. I think it's just a matter of knowing that George Bush liked to take a taste like any normal red-blooded American man does, and invited him to a cocktail party, had him involved in some compromising situations. I am charging the Gore people with knowing more about this than they care to say.
You're saying that Al Gore set Bush up for the arrest 24 years ago.
I absolutely am.
Well,
Phil, I can tell you something right now. The Clinton-Gore liberal administration that we've been living under for the last 8 years with this big government thing sticking their nose into every small detail of our lives to the point where a man can't go out and have a beer without having the government sticking its mud hooks into his life. I think that this is indicative of the kind of bigger...
We're talking about drinking and driving, though. We're talking about DUI, but really what we're talking about more than that...
So we're talking about drinking and driving. I'm not talking about drunk driving. I'm talking about a guy who had himself a drink. But in America now, in this liberal, big government America, where everything is going down the Nazis that run that Mothers Against Drunk Driving... Oh, boy, I'll tell you, there is no more Nazi in organization. And maybe the Gore people paid the bartender to mix double shots instead of singles, and Bush didn't realize how much he drank. But the fact of the matter is, I think the governor was set up.
And so you're saying now that the Gore people in 1976...
That is correct.
...paid off a bartender to mix in double shots and whatever it was that Bush was drinking that night...
So that he would drive erratically and that they eventually would He would be pulled over by the Maine State Police, absolutely. But beyond that, I'm saying that because of big government, because of the liberal tendency toward big government, now a guy can't even stop off at a roadhouse after a long day's hard work, order up a drink, a shot, or whatever he wants, have the drink, and drive home without some cop, one of these Nazis that's paid off by Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Well, wait a second, man. The police are enforcing the law. The law says that you can't...
Oh, I know what the law says, Phil. You know, it used to be you could take a drink and drive home. Now you got these fascists at that Mothers Against Drunk Driving deal, and guess what happens? The cops are too afraid not to hassle every single working man and woman in this country who likes to have a pop, likes to have a highball after a long day working. But no, you can't do that anymore. You get into your car, and you got some Nazi from the Mothers Against Drunk Driving Patrol pulling you over.
Well, before we go down the road of calling the Mothers Against Drunk Driving Nazis, and before we go down, you know...
I think this really angers a lot of good Americans because this guy was set up.
Well, you know, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you, okay?
Well, you're a Democrat.
I may be a Democrat, but I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you, all right? I'm not necessarily disagreeing that this is bullcrap, that this information's coming out now. But you're saying that Gore set up his arrest. You're calling his arrest something engineered by some Nazi overseer. The fact that he's being hassled about this has to do with a fascistic view toward drinking and driving.
Absolutely. And again, I will say it. Used to be you could take a drink and drive home and hug your kids and make love to your wife and go make yourself a sandwich and go and sit on the toilet and read the paper. Now a guy can't go and have a cocktail without having the double, what do you call it, Alcoholics Anonymous all of a sudden breathing down your neck with their 12-step bull crap. I can tell you that the governor's going to do fine once the truth comes out.
All right, we're talking with Larry Grover. He is with the Citizens Conservatives of Kern County. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We're talking about Governor Bush's arrest for a DUI 24 years ago and how well he's going to weather that storm. Here is Ukaipa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a comment for the gentleman. I don't believe Gore initiated the arrest. When Clinton was running for president, the Republicans were just jumping all over him for smoking pot.
Guess what?
And they brought it up.
Marijuana is a controlled substance. The DEA spends millions of dollars every year and millions of man hours every year preventing the sale and the distribution of marijuana because it's a controlled narcotic.
You're absolutely right, and so is alcohol.
Alcohol is a legal substance.
It's legal because it was legalized years ago, and alcohol is far worse than a pot smoker. I would rather be in a car with somebody smoking pot than somebody an alcoholic.
And become familiar with the laws of the United States, and then call me back, okay? Alcohol
I'm very familiar, sir, with the laws.
Well, apparently you're not. You're comparing alcohol to pot, and it's legal.
It's only legal because it was legalized years ago. There are more alcoholics in this world, and
Governor
they kill
Bush,
more people than
Governor
anybody else
Bush
on the
was
road.
Engaged in a legal enterprise, which is having himself a drink, because he probably was, in those days, coming home to some woman that sounds a lot like you.
So it's okay to go
okay,
out and
so,
drink and kill somebody.
All right.
That's what you're saying.
Let me ask you a question. Are you married?
No, I'm not married. I was married to an alcoholic.
You were married to some guy that had... No wonder the guy drank, coming home listening to you with your voice...
That's not fair, and I will not have you do that.
Listen to this stridency that this woman is... Good God, I'd come home and I'd go directly for the old granddad if I have to listen to that kind of nonsense. You're crazy, mister.
Are you married?
Yes, I am divorced.
Yeah, I wonder why. How many drinks do you have a day?
Madam, my problem wasn't drink. My problem was hard work. And I did not provide,
yeah, they all say that.
I did not provide my wife with the sexual release that she needed. I admit that. My wife required sex.
Well, I'll state my point again, sir.
All right, ma'am.
Alcoholics kill people on the road every day. So you going out and having a good old drink and
what
driving home and patting your wife on the fanny when you get home is not legal.
What's that got
that
to do
not
with
legal
a guy
either.
Having a cocktail, getting in his car and driving home and not having the Mothers Against Drunk Driving Nazis breathing
it
down your neck.
It changed because so many mothers lost their children to alcoholics on the road.
Oh, that's overstated. That's all overblown.
No, that is
wait
not
a wait, that is not overstated.
Look at the statistics,
there were statistics. There were statistics, Larry, that proved that drunk driving was killing a lot of kids.
Oh, that's a lot of. You know, you get your. All they wanted was to get their name in the newspaper. That's all.
Who?
The kids that died from drunk driving.
Oh, so and now it's the kids' fault.
I believe a lot of
you,
those kids...
You're blaming it on the kids so they could get their name in the paper, mister? You are out of your mind. You are nuts.
I think a lot of those kids that died from drunk drivers just wanted to see their names, see their faces in the newspaper.
You know
how
what?
Are they going to do that?
I feel sorry for you, mister. I really feel sorry for you. You're
well,
a sad person to be in our society.
Ma'am,
you are.
George Bush is going to be the next president of the United States.
God, I hope not. Lord, look out if he is.
Oh, boy, I need
to...
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Talking to you, I need a drink. So if I kill somebody tonight, it's going to be your fault.
Yeah, well, you blame it on me, mister. And you know what? You'll have a lawsuit on your ass.
Oh, yeah? All right, I'm going to go out and kill someone and blame it on you. Go ahead. You going to sue me?
What is this
Pardon
ridiculous?
Me?
You going to sue me?
I don't want you driving in my city, mister. I wouldn't tell you where I lived. I have kids in
where,
that city.
Where does she
and
live?
I don't want an alcoholic on the road when my children are on the road.
Well, I heard
That's
Mr.
why I left my husband, so he wouldn't be in the same house with
my
children.
I heard Mr. Henry say that you live in Yukaipa, so I'm going directly to Yukaipa, and I'm drinking
well, you
at a
do
corner
that.
Bar
Yukaipa's,
there. And I'm going to drive
pretty
fast.
Big, so you're going right. to have to find my kids, honey, and I'm
oh,
not
yeah.
delivering them to
yeah.
you.
Yeah, Yukaipa's a regular New York City. It's real big.
It is not even
right.
in New York, you idiot. You don't even know where I'm at.
No,
it's not even in New York.
Isn't Yukaipa
it's in California.
No, it's not. It's in New York.
Why don't you get your city straight and your state
Mr.
before
Henry,
you make comments?
Can I speak to the host? Where's Yukaipa?
California.
Bull crap.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover has no right saying that kids get themselves killed by drunk drivers just so they can see their name in the newspaper. Because they're dead. And they can't see their name in the newspaper. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry. And I want to talk directly now to David G. Hall. David, listen to me. Listen to me, or anybody over at the radio station, listen to me. I just had a guy say to me, I want to get on the Bill Handel Show. And then I had someone say, and Mike has told me, he's backed me up, he said he gets a lot of people who say they want to be on the Bill Hendry Show. Now, do you know who's getting credit for that if they say they want to be on the Bill Hendry Show? Bill Handel gets credit for that. And if there's people listening to me and they think, well, they hear Phil Hendry, they think they hear Bill Handel, Bill Handel gets credit for that too. Bill Handel is getting credit for about 50% of my freaking listeners. I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. I'm going to talk to David on Monday about that. Because if they say Bill Hendry, then Bill Handel is going to get credit for that. And if they think they're listening to Bill Handel right now, he's getting credit for that too. My jaws are tightening up. What do you think about that, Craig? Do you think I got an argument? Craig's shaking his head like, would you just do your show? You are so dull when you just talk. Okay, man. 1-800-449-8686. Getting back on the line here with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, and we're talking about the drunk driving arrest of George W. Bush. Larry, you have implicated Al Gore in the actual implementing of that arrest. You have called this a big government bust, indicative of liberal big government, that they stick their nose directly into your life. And
absolutely, Phil, and they stick your...
Hold on for a minute. They stick your nose into your life and arrest you for drunk driving. Do you think we ought to be allowed to drive drunk?
No, I'm not saying we ought to be allowed to drive drunk. I'm saying a man ought to be allowed to have a cocktail and not have these fascists from the mothers of the drunk driving, breathing down your neck. Now, I believe what happened to Governor Bush when he was a 30-year-old man, he had a drink, and Al Gore was laying in wait for him and had the Maine police arrest him. I am so angry that when I get a car, I don't have one. I ride the bus, and I live on a cot in my mother's service porch. I get one, I'm going to have a shot of beer with a back and take a midnight drive.
Okay, here is whatever that means.
Thanks.
Here is El Paso on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I really think you're from a generation that is not aware of how things are in the current times. Back 30 years ago, 25 years ago, we didn't have as many cars, and it wasn't as much aware that one drink does impair your judgment. I've owned bars for 20 years.
I'm talking about right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
You ought to not be driving with one cocktail. One beer impairs your judgment.
Let me ask you something. Whatever happened to a day when a man could hold his liquor?
And the thing they used to hold it between their legs while they drove, and it was called drinking while you drive.
Well, and what's wrong with that? If a man's not impaired, look at these liberals who want to run everything about our lives.
But you are impaired.
Less government and more individual responsibility is what I'm asking for.
But individual responsibility also says that you don't take a substance that dulls your senses while you're operating machinery.
If Bill Clinton can stand in the Oval Office with his belt around his ankles, George Bush can miss touching his nose every now and again. Thank you very much. But they're bringing all this stuff.
Two different things.
Two different things. How are they different? I mean, in America will have a much better place when George Bush gets in. If anything's going to hurt him, it's his image that he can't hold a drink. I don't like the fact that that Bush quit drinking.
Well,
should he go back to drinking?
I think he should go back to taking an occasional drink because it makes him look like a weakling that he can't hold a cocktail.
All right, here is a weakling that he can't hold a cocktail.
He's a Republican nominee for president, and he can't even hold a cocktail.
What is this, some kind of a frat party, man?
A man ought to be able to hold a drink.
Here is College Station on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, is this a joke?
Yeah, I think it's a joke that a guy can't be elected president without being hounded.
No, I mean, I'm a conservative Republican, and I think I can speak for George Bush that he doesn't give a care in the world for your vote or anything that you say.
Because all right, and how do you know that?
Because you're an idiot for the things you say.
I've worked on behalf of his campaign and his candidacy. I worked on behalf of his father's campaign and candidacy, before you were born.
What I'm saying, buddy, is this, okay? This idea of just kind of popping off with your mouth and talking about mothers against drunk driving the
law. Well, a bunch of fascists who want to let a guy have a cocktail.
They're not. For you to kind of have this mentality that, I mean, I seriously think this is a joke. So
if anything is going to hurt him, it's the fact that this is a presidential nominee that can't have a drink without students against drunk driving and the rest of these Nazis breathing down his neck.
I don't even think this is real. This is so crazy.
Oh, is
this
that
guy,
right? Let me
explain you
something.
Let me ask, I'm going to jump in here. Larry,
is this guy like an act?
Larry, are you trying to sell us a bill of goods here? Are you being serious?
Am I being serious? The governor of Texas has just been accused of being a liar. They bring this stuff out 4 days before the election. I'm fighting on behalf of this guy's campaign. What are you doing? Other than sitting there and saying, hey, are you a joke? I work on behalf of George Bush. You call yourself a conservative Republican?
Yeah,
I'm backing this guy up.
I campaigned for him in College Station, Texas, and I can tell you this
more serious. All right, well, then you better get out there and start backing him up on this DUI thing, because I'll tell you, the guy is being railroaded by these Nazis who want this big government
For you to honestly think that Al Gore set up this arrest 20-something years ago,
I believe that he did.
Unbelievable.
Think about it. Think about it. Who would love to see Bush lose more than Al Gore? That's number one.
He had no clue.
Bush
would be running for the president.
I'm asking you a question. Who would love to see Bush fail more than Al Gore? Number one. Number two. Who'd love to see him get arrested? Al Gore. Why wouldn't Al Gore do it?
You're crazy to think that he actually would set this thing up. I mean, I'm not going to vote for Al Gore. I don't believe anything he stands for.
All right, hold the line. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. On the line with me is Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. This is the Phil Hendry Show, by the way. And you can call and join the conversation. We're talking with Larry about the arrest of the governor of Texas, George Bush, in 1976 for drunk driving. All right, I have a gentleman hanging on in College Station. I'm going to get back to his call, and then we'll move on here. Go ahead, sir, and thank you for holding with us.
Yeah, here's the only thing I ask for you.
Yes, sir, go ahead. Are you there? Oh, car phone went off? Okay. Let's go to, let's go to San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
I believe the fact that Governor Bush got caught for DWI and then made a responsible decision to quit drinking and make a direction in his life that was positive for not only him but for his family. It doesn't show that he's a weaker man. It
shows that
he's a strong enough man to stand up
to the liberal agenda, the big government agenda that says let the government take care of your life. Let the government tell you whether you're an alcoholic
or
not.
I'm not talking about the big government agenda.
And this is what,
I'm talking
that's
about
what
the fact
that's exactly
that a man
what that is.
Made a responsible decision in his life that was best for his
What's
family
wrong with
and
a
best
man?
For him.
Let me
Doesn't
ask you
make
a question.
Him a weenie. It makes him a stronger man than the average
Look,
person.
I support Governor Bush. I'm going to be voting for him. I'm standing here today telling everybody out there this is a good man, and what's wrong with a guy having a cocktail?
There's nothing wrong with it, but when you stand up and say that it makes him look like a weenie because he can't hold a cocktail,
that's exactly
it's just quite
what
the
did.
Opposite.
He pushed
it makes
out.
Him look like a responsible individual.
Well,
you
know as well as I do.
If you take and you break out, and you keep taking it, it makes him look like an idiot.
You know as well as I do that this makes him look like a liberal pussy who can't even hold a drink. He's sloppy with a drink. And I'll tell you right now, that's the only mistake.
Okay, so now you're calling him a liberal pussy because he...
Well, I would look at Bush's station in life and look at your station in life and see that he's probably been a lot better success than you.
Hold on, mother.
And if that's what being a pussy is, then you can sign me up to be one.
I want to say something. Sir?
Yes?
This is Viola Grover.
Okay, Larry, this is your mom.
Mom.
No, I wanted to mention that Larry knows a little bit about what he's talking about because of his DUI.
Mom.
Wait a second. Wait a minute. You had a DUI?
Okay, Mom, I'd like you to hang up.
Hey,
what are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at you, Larry.
You're laughing at me?
Wait a minute.
That you can't handle your whiskey either.
Did you have a DUI?
Phil, Larry is a good boy.
Larry, you're living at home, sleeping on a cot in the service porch of your house, right?
I had some tough luck.
But Phil, he's a good...
I wanted to hit. Can we stick to the point here? I hate the Democratic... I hate the Democratic...
Bush is a good man for making a decision to take a direction in his life. That's the point.
And Larry had a potency problem with his wife.
You did?
Okay, all right. I hate the Democrats.
I think drinking is Larry's least of his problems. I think he's got more problems besides drinking.
The potency.
But that doesn't mean he's not a good guy.
Hey, let me ask you, are you humming to yourself there, man? I just heard you go, What was that?
Well, it's probably the ringing in your head from all that drinking you've been doing.
I hate the Democrats.
Now you're telling the world that you're hearing voices?
I heard
Come
you.
Come on, buddy. I knew that you had more problems than just drinking. You're
I
probably
hate the Democratic Party, but I will say this. I give it up for Ted Kennedy for being able to pull it off. That guy can hold a drink. Show me one guy in the Republican Party that can do that. You can't, can you? And that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, whatever, man. If George Bush feels that he has an alcohol...
No, George Bush is admitting he's an alcoholic. Well, that helps. That really helps our cause 4 days out. God!
Well, I don't know if he's admitting that he shouldn't be drinking and driving. He took corrective measures.
Well, no, but Larry is not an alcoholic, Phil. I didn't want to...
No, I'm not saying that he is, but you're saying that he had a DUI.
Yes, he did, but he's not an alcoholic. He had three.
He had three. Okay, hold on for a minute. Larry?
Yes.
How many DUIs have you had?
I am not an alcoholic, Phil. I have a little sherry with dinner. Tell him. Mom, get on the other end.
Phil, I give him a little Christian Brothers sherry with dinner.
A little Christian Brothers sherry. If that doesn't sound like wino stuff, I don't know. A little bit of... Hello? All right, she hung up. Here is Old Monroe on the Phil Hendry
May
Show.
May I speak, please?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
My name is Lisa, and I've had
and
two.
He had a potency problem.
Go ahead, ma'am. And Old Monroe? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I've had two of them, okay? That doesn't make me an alcoholic, but that makes me a citizen that has to abide by laws, okay?
My son.
And it doesn't matter if it was 4 days before election or 15 days before election. He got busted.
Hey,
the point being is,
you got, listen,
if you break the law,
don't tell
people. If you play, you pay.
Are you an alcoholic? Are you an alcoholic?
No, I'm not. And I'm not alcoholics
sitting on social. So you can hold a drink?
Drinking.
Can you hold a drink?
I am not defending drinking and driving because you know what?
I am.
My uncle is a truck driver. I'm married to a truck
driver. I'm going
to
show you people something.
You don't have to drive to a drunk driver, okay?
Larry, don't get in the car again.
I like my beer,
no,
but I do not drink and drive. All right, the point being is.
The point being nothing. I can tell you right now that George Bush can hold a drink with the best of them. And
would
you and me and George.
Stop talking
we
over
oughta,
me and listen to my opinion.
We ought to go out and have a cocktail. That's all
okay,
I say.
Go ahead,
sir,
ma'am. I
want to
hear what you're saying.
All right, sir.
Holy Christ, that a man can't have a cocktail.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes,
sir.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Sir, I appreciate your opinion. I'd like you to listen to mine.
All right, I'm listening.
Please listen, hear me out. I've had two DWIs, okay? That does not make me an alcoholic,
oh,
all right?
Man.
But I got caught drinking and driving, which I do not no more, okay? The point being is,
you drink and drive?
He's defending Bush, act like he's got angel wings, dude. They have nothing to do with it. He broke the law.
With Larry,
he had to pay.
Hold on for a minute, ma'am.
Right?
Okay, ma'am,
he's
can I ask you?
He's the one that ran for political
close the door,
office,
Larry.
Okay?
I'm sorry.
You keep calling up because you've lost your license, apparently, and you're suffering from bad luck, all right? But that's no reason to call up and try to tell people it's okay to drink and drive and kill
well,
people.
Can I talk to the lady? I'm Viola, and I am Larry's mother, and Larry does live at home.
Please, Mom. You know, I don't see Phil White.
Well, don't pull the phone out of her hand.
Larry had potency problems because of his
look
drinking.
Here, I don't want to go through Larry's sob story, okay?
Well,
we all got
that.
A sob stuff, okay?
Could I ask the lady
Larry's
in Old Monroe,
to defend
could
himself.
I ask you to please watch your language, ma'am? That's all I'm...
I'm sorry.
That's perfectly fine,
Larry
I understand.
Larry screwed up, okay?
Well, I know he did, but...
Bottom line, but he's trying to get on the radio to Nashville...
Right. Yes.
Public and say it's okay to drink and drive, and no, it is not.
Oh, look at what I'm trying to say is, pardon me, I have really...
Close the door if you're going to do that.
I'm sorry?
You need to close the door if you're going to do that.
Forgive me.
Do what?
He's taking a leak on the air.
You know what, Larry's ate up. He is totally ate up. And you know what,
ma'am?
No, it's
Larry...
I respect you as a mother,
but
you're ate up if you're going to defend this sicko.
Well, no,
okay?
What I'm saying is that Larry had a bladder infection.
The dude is ate up. You know he's ate up or you wouldn't be on the phone, all right?
You have two DUIs, don't you?
He's insulting himself and you as a mother, trying to defend himself
Larry.
Over his driving
hey, can
record.
Can I ask the lady a question, ma'am?
The point
ma'am,
is, the
I want to ask you something.
Hand, and Bush got some dirt on him. That's the end of it.
I just wanted to ask you a question.
I just
wanted to ask you a question, ma'am. You say
sure,
that you have two DUIs, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you, can I ask you, are you single?
Ask her if she's single.
No, I'm married. I'm married to a truck driver.
Are you single? Yeah, you're married.
I'm married to a truck driver.
All right, I guess I need another drink.
Driving.
Well, I think that,
Larry had a problem getting
well, that's not our problem, okay? So Larry needs to get off the radio.
I had an erection problem because of my drinking, and I just was wondering if, not you, because you're married, so I respect that. But I need somebody to help me out here. Because I really think that I can still drink and have sex. You know what I mean?
Well, my brother has that same problem. He went to a doctor and he got medication. He's okay now.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think I should be able to drink a little old granddad, maybe have a cocktail, and still be able to perform with a... What's the name of the doctor that your brother went to? Do you know?
Oh, hell, I don't know, but I know he got some Viagra, and he's going on. He's honking on.
Is that right? and that's even after he drinks?
What's yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's your brother's name?
Steve Marlowe.
Now you've told the whole world that Steve Marlowe can't get a hard one. That's really great.
Okay, hold on.
You know what?
That's really great.
I thought
what
you
a great
would
sister.
Be
you just told the whole world your brother can't get it up. And you gave everybody your name.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Everybody calm down. Stop. Is the lady still there? No, she's gone. She hung up. All right. Well, Steve Marlowe, wherever you are, you're probably a really great guy and probably a very good lover. And I'm sure that you are. And you don't need Viagra or anything.
Did you say your name's Steve Marlowe? Or
never mind. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. That Bill Hendry thing is still gets to me. I mean, if somebody out there thinks I'm Bill Hendry and Bill Handel gets credit for that, well, or whatever. Bill Handel is a tremendous talent. Don't get me wrong. Bill Handel is just, all he ever does is just come in consistently top rated, does a great job. Nobody gives him any credit. He just always does a great show. Morning in, morning out. So I just, you know, want to make sure that you don't mistake me for him, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, forget that. Let's talk a little bit more about this drunk driving thing from the George Bush campaign. Because I said to my wife this morning, I said, wife, this is bogus. I'm a Democrat. I believe that I'm going to vote for Al Gore. But it's getting tougher and tougher as the days go by. Because I don't believe for one second that the Al Gore campaign didn't have anything to do with this. I think they did. Now, this is a Democrat talking, so don't tell me that I'm just some sort of I'm a Republican, hiding behind the trees here, trying to make a point. I mean, the fact is, Gore has not acquitted himself very well in this campaign. He didn't look that great in those debates. He looks a little oily to me. I think in terms of that image thing, he's losing that battle. He's a bright guy. I think he's got better ideas than Bush. But the fact is, everybody knows you don't win campaigns based on ideas. Not in America. Not in America, you don't. Maybe there's a planet someplace, another country somewhere, where you win a campaign based upon a good idea. You don't win it in America. You win it here if you got the good look, the good image, yada, yada, yada. That's how it happens. And what's happening, in my opinion, is that Gore's losing that battle. Now they come out with this, George Bush had a DUI in 1976. You're not trying to get me to believe that Gore didn't know anything, that this was going to be leaked, do you? You don't really honest. Are you buying that? Because if you are, friend, you got trouble. Gore knew about that, or people in his campaign did. They authorized that it be released 4 days before. Bush, who I wouldn't know if I fell over this guy, he's beginning to make more and more sense to me in terms of what he said concerning this. 4 days before the freaking election, and this stuff comes pouring out. Why? Because the Gore campaign's in a panic. Why is that? Because his lead's narrowing in states like California. Because the guy, whatever, his message, whatever you want to call it, he hasn't gotten the job done. Now, I personally feel that he came off looking a little smarmy, a little holier than thou, a little high and mighty during those debates. But that's okay. So the guy's got a lousy personal style. I ain't got a problem with that. What I got a problem with is when a guy promises me that he's going to run a clean campaign, and the next thing I hear is a little bit about how Bush might have paid for an abortion, a little bit about how Bush might have had a DUI in 1976. This stuff doesn't come out at this particular juncture unless the Gore campaign has got some knowledge of it. So that disappoints me as a Democrat and as a Gore supporter. That makes me not want to vote. That makes me want to just step out of this process altogether, and you guys just fight it out. I can't bring myself to cast a vote for George Bush. I don't think he'd make a good president. But by the same token, I got a hard time supporting a guy like Gore, who's got to pull this stuff out of his pants with 4 days left before the election, because apparently he ain't getting it done out there. He's not convincing anybody with regard to ideas and with regard to message. If I were him, I'd just keep banging away on those ideas, banging away on the stump, trying to get people to understand what he's talking about, and don't resort to this kind of crap. But apparently, that ain't the way they're seeing it there in the Gore campaign. Now they got to start pulling this crap out. And all this does is make me feel sympathetic to George Bush, who, like I said, I wouldn't know the guy if I fell over him. All this does is make me feel sorry for the guy. So he had a DUI. So what? So what? Oh, he didn't tell you about it? Oh, I'm sorry. He didn't tell you every little tiny thing about his life? You know what? Bug off. Go live someplace else, man. Not in my country. Go live somewhere else. Go stink somebody else's country up, okay? Would you please just get out of here? You're going to get a high and mighty and get a hard-on about Bush because the guy had a little drinky-poo. Some copper decided he'd get zealous, go out and pull him over, cite him, whatever the hell. So his old man's rich. So what? Guess what? My kids, their old man's rich too. You going to hold it against them? They still got to go out and make a living. They got to go out and find their way in this world and sow their wild oats and do all that crap. You know what? If you're going to hold it against a kid that his father is rich, why don't we all just not be rich? Because then you're going to be pissed off at our kids. Gore's old man's rich, too. Gore's rich. Bush is rich. You can't be a poor man and run for political office in this country. Rich men are the only men that can seek the level of office that we're talking about, president of the United States, because it costs a lot of money to run for president of this country. And why does it cost a lot of money? Because you have to place TV ads, 60-second sound bites with little cute blurbs that will hold the attention of the 12-year-old mentality, which is the median mentality in America. You don't like the fact that Bush's old man is rich? You don't want anybody rich? Sounds like communism to me. So the guy had a drink. I got news for you. Gore has butchered this campaign so badly, that the worst thing's going to happen on Tuesday. Bush is going to get elected president. I got money on it. I just told Craig. He says, oh, man, I don't know. I'm going to back off of Bush. Craig was going to put three bills on Bush winning the presidency, and now he's backing off. I said, why? He says, because of this DUI thing. This is going to make Bush, people are going to get angry. They're going to vote for Bush just by way of sympathy. I said, you better put your money back on Bush. And whoever that knucklehead is that says that guaranteed Gore's going to, or who are you voting against? Or who are you betting against? Sim says, you're voting, you're gonna bet on Bush winning. And there's this somebody here who thinks it's a lock that Gore's going to win. And this guy's going to give you 3-1? Oh, God. Don't put 300 on that. Put 1,000 on that. Because Bush is going to win because people like me are tired of this stuff. And Gore has run such an unimaginative campaign with regard to how he's related his ideas to people, with regard to how he's allowed his campaign to get mucked around in this stuff, with regard to how he's handled himself in terms of the... If Gore takes the imbecilic advice of advisors to back it down or tone it down or change his style a little bit in terms of those debates to effectively make himself look worse than he did in the first debate, what do you think he's going to do when he becomes president and starts taking their advice? I thought he looked fantastic in the first debate. All right, he looked a little smarmy. He was making a lot of faces. Whatever. So then he backs it off because somebody told him he was looking too smarmy. Then he looked like just a moron. Until finally in the third debate, he didn't know what the hell to do. Every time anybody'd ask him a question, he'd walk up on a guy like he wanted to unzip his fly. So that's what's happening, and this is one Democrat who's telling you, and the rest of you clowns who think that Gore's going to win, forget it. It's over. This is what killed it, this DUI thing. Bush is in on Tuesday. But I ain't giving you 3-1, man. So 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.